10:05, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online, KFYO.com. Of course, you can always send us an email, chad@KFYO.com, and find us on social media, Facebook and Twitter. That's where the show continues all day long. Coming up this weekend, we have the Gun and Blade Show back in Lubbock. Ken Sampson in studio with me right now to talk about the latest round of the Gun and Blade Show with some new vendors who are going to be in. Kim, welcome back.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. Of course, Silver Spur Trade Shows, the Gun and Blade Show this weekend, the 26th and 27th over at the Civic Center, correct?
That's correct. 9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 5 Sunday.
And what are some of the different vendors that, you know, obviously we've got guns and knives that are going to be out there, and I mean, just a ton of guns and knives. They will have a gun for you if you are looking to purchase a gun. They will have something for you out there, including older guns, newer guns.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Got a huge, huge range there. But also there are some specialized vendors that will be out there as well, correct?
Yeah, we were talking about we have night vision, a company that has night vision and optics. We were also talking about the RFID wallets, which, you know, nowadays it's kind of scary because someone can walk by and scan some of the newer credit cards and get your information, and these wallets block that.
Yeah.
And she has them for men and women.
I know in, you know, especially if you and I'm sure at some point we'll start seeing it a lot out here, but I know in some of the larger cities, they are seeing a big problem with people who are just swiping your information just by walking by you.
Yes, it is scary.
And so these wallets, they work. They've tested them online. I've seen tests where they've done this where it whatever it is inside the wallet blocks the scanners.
Mm-hmm.
Good to have.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and she's doing really well, and she'll be out here. She has a really nice selection for men and women.
That's great. Of course, did you mention the NRA?
The Friends of the NRA will be out there. They have their banquet coming up, so they'll be out talking to people and reminding people. South Plains Honor Flight, we've always donated a table for them to be out there to help send our veterans to Washington, which their next trip, I believe, is October 3rd.
Okay. So a lot of different tables for people to see. Also, stuff for people who don't even are not even interested in buying a gun or a knife. There's stuff out there for everybody.
There is, and it's buy, sell, trade. If you have some old antique knives or swords or guns or whatever, or any guns, you can bring them in. We have someone at the door checking them, make sure they're unloaded
and ready to go.
That's it.
What's the attendance been looking like at gun shows lately?
You know, it's good. It's been holding its own this year. Of course, after last year when we had our big scare, usually the shows take a drop for a little while, which we saw in the summer and the beginning of the fall, but they're back to average. And,
yeah,
you know, we've worked real hard building this Lubbock show back up and making it a really good quality show.
Well, there are just a ton of people that go out there. I know every single time that there are just massive amounts of people that go out there, but also a ton of vendors, and by the way, yes, they will have ammunition too.
Yes, that is back on the street.
That is always a big player, everyone trying to get their hands on as much ammo as possible. Mm-hmm. So that's a if you want the best selection, probably a day one, hour one, two, three type of event to go to.
Right.
What are some of the details as far as times and how much to get in?
9 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 5 Sunday. Admission is $6 for adults. Under 12 is free. We have 2-for-1 the first hour of both days. And, of course, all of our uniformed policemen, firemen, game wardens, any of them, you're in uniform, you get in free.
Yeah.
So we appreciate your service, so come on out and browse the show in your break time or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Silver Spur Trade Shows, the Gun and Blade Show coming up this weekend over at the Lubbock Civic Center on Saturday and Sunday. Great event for everyone to go out to, you know, look at some of the guns. You can also hear from people who have old historic guns. They can tell you some stories about those. And they also have tactical gear. Saw that last time. Saw some very interesting ammo last time. Very interesting exploding ammunition last time we were out there. So there are a wide array of vendors that will be out there. And also for those ladies, I'm assuming this person will be back. I've seen them a couple of times, the CHL purses.
Yes, we have a few vendors with those.
Yeah, and so that was real popular, I know, with some of the ladies that were around there going, okay, I think I'll get that purse right there. So it's a little bit of something for everyone. Kim, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.